Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone, I have three good-looking young ladies and one a little bit older good-looking lady here this morning. I've got folks from down at the UT Center, down at the old folks home down by the river. I know down by the community, by the Senior Citizens Center down there. That's where their offices are too. I think. Have y'all been down there forever, or?
I think many, many years ago, we were in a different office, but we've been down there.
It seemed like I remember there was an office somewhere or another, all the way back when Mr. Beatty was here.
I'm not sure where it was at exactly.
I'm not either.
There was one location prior to where our office is right now.
We're getting settled into a new room here. I've got it full of junk and stuff all around everywhere. But we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in to this morning's show. As I said, we've got some folks down here that are 4-H members and a lot of stuff at the high school they're involved in. And they're going to be talking about some of their exploits and the last little bit. It's been a while since you girls have been up here with me. I'd forgotten which name to place with who up here, and I think sometimes my mind wanders off. But it's great to be here, and we, of course, really enjoy the fact that you let us come into your home here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning with the Clay County Corner here on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. That's what my big sign over there says, isn't it? So we know we're at the right place at the right time, and we really appreciate everyone being here with us, and we want to especially thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning, and that being the Chamber of Commerce, Three Star Committee, and all the great folks that advertise here to make this possible. And we hope that you will find us entertaining and informative when we do these shows, and we really appreciate everyone listening in. And we'll have a few announcements when we come back, and we'll get right into our folks here with the UT Extension Service down at the Clay County Community Center. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
As best I could remember. We're back. Like I said, I have these three young ladies here with me, and also Miss Haley Barnes from from down at the Extension Service. Good morning, Haley. We hadn't had you up here for a while. You want to take care of some house? Well, let me just say before we do that, Second Harvest is coming up this weekend. Remind folks about that, and remind them not to come down to the park and start lining up before daylight. Well, I think it's about 8 o'clock before you're supposed to line up down there, but that's coming up right now, and we've got some special things going on this weekend. I think we've got someone coming in the second part of the show and talking about an event that's taking place tomorrow night, I believe. But good morning, Haley.
Good morning. It has been a little bit since we've been here with you, but our girls, they just got back from 4-H Roundup, which is a kind of an end-of-the-year event that celebrates project winners and different things that go on in 4-H. And these three that we have with us today, Miss Bree McLaren, Aaron Meadows, and Kendall Hamilton, they were project finalists within their project areas, and they qualified to move on to Roundup to compete at a state level. So that's a pretty big achievement there, and we just wanted to bring them up and let them talk a little bit about their experience at Roundup, what all they did, about their project areas, and then maybe some of their achievements that they had while they were at Roundup.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Who's sitting closest to the mic? Aaron, look like you are. Proceed. You're good.
Okay. Well, my competition I competed in was personal development, and with that I had to create a portfolio online and make it look kind of pretty, you know, and put all my achievements and records in there. And then at the state level, I had to interview with three people about my achievements within that area.
Okay, now let's just stop right there, and you tell us some of your achievements. Right off the top of your head. But I mean, now this is not bragging. This is just bringing out facts.
Well, some of the ones I can remember recently, with SBLA, I was first in intro to marketing at the region and state level.
At the Future Business Leaders of America.
Yep. And then with FFA, I competed with my team in the agribusiness competition. Our team got 10th overall, and I got the 5th high individual.
That's not too bad. Now, you surely remember more than that. I mean, it's been a pretty good while since you've been here. Mm-hmm. Have you won any contests other than some of these things?
Well, I've competed in a lot. I haven't placed super high, but I've done stuff like show and pigs, and I think I got like 4th at Skillathon for my age division at state level.
Okay. Now, I mean, it sounds like you do a whole lot of different things.
Yeah.
How many different fields? I mean.
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm in every club that I can be in at the high school.
Okay. And that includes academic?
Yep.
Are there any fun clubs you're in? I mean, just for fun.
Well, I mean, some of my most fun clubs I'm in are 4-H and FFA.
you really like the, okay, yeah. Now, what about on the athletic side? Are you involved in any type of athletic activity at the school?
Well, I used to play golf. I kind of stepped back from that, but I still play tennis.
Took up too much of your time away from all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So tennis and golf. I think I remember your name being on one of the better golf teams that came through here in the last year or so. Okay, now, see, you're going to have to loosen up a little bit now and tell us a little more about what you're expecting, what's coming up for you, what you're expecting, this is which year in your education program this year coming up? Sophomore, freshman, junior, senior?
I'll be a junior this year.
Be a junior this year, so you'll be around for a little while longer. And okay, now what are you anticipating this year?
Well, I'm expecting to stay pretty busy. Got a lot of stuff coming up pretty early with, like, FFA. I think we're going to the state fair for some competitions. And then 4-H will be doing meat cookery soon.
So you've got lots of things coming up there. Bringing back a couple of memories from many years ago. When we used to load all the school buses up here in Clay County and take every student in school down to the state tournament for a day. I think that's probably a thing of the past now. But that was a tremendous thing when every student would go down there and they'd spend the day. And, of course, I think most of them, if they were like I was when I was a student, the first thing I always wanted to do was go to the livestock barn and see all the various animals in there. And one of my favorites was the exotic chickens. If you can believe that. Pardon?
What makes the chicken exotic?
What did it do what now?
What makes the chicken exotic?
Well, I mean, the feathers on them, for one thing. Have you never seen some of those with the great big feathers that look like a big fan, those chickens? And I mean, just from what they'd have chickens from all over the world. Which was, you know, unusual from a farm boy that knew kind of what a dominicker was or a red-headed rooster. It's kind of, you know, kind of neat to look at those things. But, of course, that's all right. Now, are you sure you're through with telling us all about yourself? Well, academically, are you in the running for, are you one of the top students in your class? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, now, like, are you ranked in the first two or three? Or?
Yeah.
Two?
I would say so, probably.
Are you pretty close to being number one?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I know, Aaron, it's great having you here. We'll let you think a few minutes, and we'll move over to Bree for a minute. Just slide that over toward her a little bit. Morning, Bree.
Good morning.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. So my name is Bree McLaren, and I'm a recent graduate of Clay County High School, and I'll be attending the University of Tennessee Knoxville this fall.
Okay. Now, are there any special things going on around your enrollment in UT?
Yes. Recently, I was awarded the Distinguished Tennessean, which is an award that the university gives out to one student in every county, and it covers full tuition and fees for 4 years. So that was a really big deal. And it's like merit and academic-based scholarship, or it's a merit and extracurricular scholarship. So it was both my academic history and my extracurriculars.
What was your rank in the class?
I was not.
You were in the top 10 students last year.
We had a very competitive class. I was very blessed to graduate with some very smart people.
If you had one of the programs for graduation, you noticed there was a whole bunch of students there with stars by their names and different colored stars and check marks.
A very academically gifted class graduated.
And also had another distinction, didn't it? Was that maybe the largest class that had ever graduated?
I'm not 100% sure, but I know we were a very large class.
I think it's maybe the largest class that's ever graduated from Salina High School. I know for many years, my class back in the 60s, we had about, I don't know, 70-something to graduate, which is a big number.
I think we had 86.
Yeah, and I think that was the biggest of all time. Well, now, are you following in anyone else's footsteps in your family at UT?
Yes, sir. My sister, Ella McLaren, is going to be an upcoming junior at the university this fall, and her major is animal science with a focus in animal industry.
Okay. Now, are you guys going to be rooming together? Is that asking too much for sisters?
No, unfortunately, we can't. I have to live in the dorm the first year.
Yeah. So and she'll probably be gone by the time you get through the first year.
Well, she's hoping to go to law school, so I think she'll stick around a little bit.
Okay, now, the thing there, with that, you know, with you going to UT, and what is your major going to be?
Animal science.
Animal science, too. Well, now, has she kept all of her papers and things for you?
So we're going on two different tracks.
Okay.
With going to UT, you pick your major, but you pick your concentration as well. So she's doing animal science, animal industries, and I'm going animal science pre-veterinarian. So our tracks will be a little different. I'll take more chemistry and more biology than she did.
Okay, so you're looking to go into the veterinarian field.
Yes, sir.
Well, you think there might be an opening for a vet here in Clay County one of these days?
I sure hope so. I would love to come back and serve a community that has given me so much.
Okay, now then, another thing I like to ask all you guys, how many credits are you taking with you from high school?
I think it's nine. Maybe I have nine. I didn't take as many dual classes as you could.
So you didn't take a lot of it yet?
No, I took, so something about UT, they don't take world history credits, which is what involves a lot of people at the high school do. They do English and history. And UT, I was kind of leaning towards going to UT, and I knew they didn't take history credits. And so I didn't want to take a class that I knew they wouldn't transfer.
Okay, so they are, that's something I want to bring up. University of Tennessee does not accept all of the things that you can take at like Tennessee Tech or the junior colleges and things. They're a little bit more restrictive.
Yeah, so they do take back English credits, and that's what I went ahead.
You know, there are various things like English and things like that, pretty well universal.
Yeah.
So, okay, and so you've got everything all planned out and ready to go. Well, now, what about some of the things, you know, did you follow in the steps of your sister with my shooting shotguns and that stuff, or did you kind of get away from that?
We did a lot of things similar. Her thing was shotguns. You know, she went to the Junior Olympics
right.
and that kind of thing. I shot archery for a long time on the national level, state level. But I kind of went away from that and focused more on my academic and extracurriculars like 4-H when I went into high school.
Well, now, did Mr. Wenzel Cherry ever give you any lessons in shooting?
He did not. I didn't shoot shotguns very much. Just probably one or two times just for fun. We're very competitive siblings, so we couldn't have the same, you know, extracurriculars without butt heads.
you didn't really want to compete against each other.
Not really.
Keep peace in the family.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll tell you what, let's take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll get to Kendall here and let her talk a few minutes. And then, now, you got to be thinking the things that you find now that you've got through this little part of the things you want to say when we come back here in a few minutes. Okay, we'll be back in just a few minutes after these words from our sponsor.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We have just ascertained something during the break here. That sheep are dumb animals. But we do have an expert on showing sheep and things here, and that is Ms. Kendall Hamler. Kendall, once again, tell us what you've been doing this past summer since you've been up here last. You can just reach back far as you want to.
Okay. Well, I'm Kendall Hamilton. I'm going to be a junior at Clay County High School, and I recently competed in the Swine Project at 4-H Roundup. I've also been showing a lot of sheep this summer, and that's about it.
Well, I mean, you know, did you win some prizes or win show or place at those things? Or?
Well, at our recent counter, I did take home Grand Champion Doe and Grand Champion U, and then Grand Champion in Reserve Market Lamb.
Okay, now along that line, what you just mentioned there, for many, many years, the pig was considered to be the dumbest animal on the farm. And now we may have a debate here now between which one is the least intelligent, the pig or the sheep.
Well, I wouldn't call either one of them the dumbest animal on earth, but I would say that pigs are a little bit more blessed than sheep. They're
a lot more.
Well, now, how do you go about training something like that?
Well, it's a very long and frustrating process. So, you know, you get them when they're just a few months old, and you just go in the pen with them and get them used to you, and they become like a dog. They become like your pet.
So they kind of follow you around. And,
yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're at a sheep show, I like that there, a sheep show. Exactly. Tell us about what it's like out there. I mean, what all you are... What do you know that the judges are looking for you to know?
Well, most of the time when you're in the ring, you're not really talking to the judge. You're just showing your sheep. So you just walk it in a little circle, and then you set it up and give
Well, that's
the,
how you're telling them what you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you give the judge the best view that you can of your animal.
Okay, what all does that involve out there? I mean, do they have to jump through a hoop or?
No. So we have breeding animals and market animals, and so for breeding animals, you're trying to, like, at the end of the day, sheep are meat animals, and so you're trying to find the ewe that would produce the best market animal, and then for market lambs, you know, they are market animals, and so you're looking for the best market animal.
Okay, and what characteristics make a good meat animal?
Well, in a good meat animal, you want a lot of meat. So
that's the first thing you're looking for.
You want big backs, big legs, big, not fat, but big.
I've never noticed on a menu anywhere where they have sheep for sale there as a roasted sheep or something like that. What do they call that in the restaurants, is it?
Well, if it's over a year old, or if they're over a year, they're called mutton. But if it's less than a year, it's just lamb. But it's not a very popular item, I wouldn't say, but it's pretty tasty.
Yeah, I do know that, you know, there are lots of fancy recipes built around roast lamb And then, of course, like you said, it becomes mutton when it gets a little bit older. So sometimes you wonder if that sheep's trying to figure out some way where he doesn't turn into either one of them and get sent off somewhere or another. But, you know, that over the years, when you first started, did it ever enter your mind you would be at this stage now with like I said, the swine and the sheep, where you could go in and, you know, hey, I've got a chance to be the best here and that type thing?
No, not at all. You know, when I first started in the fourth grade, I didn't really know anything about it, you know, but I got some help from some very great people who've helped me get to where I am today.
Do you have, like, people that help sponsor some of the things you do, or...
Well, I would say Jason Hamilton is
your dad. I'd go along with that. And Kendall, can you remember the youngest time when you were on radio?
Probably.
You might have been about fourth grade, maybe.
I think I was a little older than that. I think about the eighth grade. I think I came here and I talked about the fair.
And just had to prize every word out of you, didn't we?
Yeah.
So that has kind of changed a little bit. And, you know, that is something that, you know, the motto for the 4-H Club, you know, hands, heart, health, happiness, whatever those four are. But, you know, it does. I mean, I can tell by looking at, like Kendall said, when she came here, she got in the farthest corner she could away from me and from the microphone. And if you got four or five words out of her at the time, you were doing great. But now, I mean, she is a bubbling personality. She likes to talk. And so, you know, that is something that we know that 4-H is great in developing young minds and developing young citizens. And you guys are great examples of that. And Bree, I know you've got some more to say, for a few more words.
I guess I can talk about my project at Roundup. So this Roundup was a little bit special. It was the centennial Roundup, so it was the 100th year of Roundup in 4-H, and we were able to attend that, so that was really awesome. But I competed in veterinarian science, and I did not win veterinarian science, but I won something called Ag Leadership, which was an award that combined my project area and my citizenship and my leadership skills, and I won that, and I get to go to National 4-H Congress.
So you get, well, now where's the National Congress held?
I think it's in Atlanta this year.
Well, that's not too far a trip, then.
You've
probably been to Atlanta before. Man.
Actually, just got back yesterday from there.
What were you doing down there?
We were at the beach.
Oh, a beach in Atlanta?
Well, you got to drive through Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe they'd move the ocean.
No.
So it's still the same place.
Yep.
Okay, now, Aaron, you've had time to think a little bit. Your experience, any kind of special experience at the meeting? Anything special happened to you, or any special thing that went on you want to relate over to the folks here on Radio Land?
Well, one of my favorite things, I would say, would be just getting to meet new people, because one thing, like, some people might not know about me is I used to be super, super shy.
No kidding.
I, like, wouldn't talk to anybody, like, not even, like, Bree. But, like, since I've been in 4-H and in high school, I've really got to step out of my comfort zone and meet new people, and, like, I get to make a bunch of new friends, or I get to go to these dances and just have a blast.
And so you are blossoming out, we would say. Okay, now, then, I know we talked about 4-H and all that. I know you girls are all involved in the FFA program over at the high school, or not?
I graduated.
So I know that there's lots of activities going on with that. Mm-hmm. And I do know, then, what have we got coming up locally that you all are going to be involved in? You got any shows coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, I am going to be going to the Macon County Sheep Show in a couple weeks. So we're excited for that, getting everything ready.
And anything beyond that one? Now, you don't plan out Of course, that's kind of hard to plan all these things, especially during school time, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well, we got school starting back. That's one thing going on.
That's about next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
What, Erin, what about you? You got any shows coming up? Or?
Well, I don't have any shows, but we have our meat cookery competition coming up, and then I think soil judging will be starting back soon with FFA.
So dirt checkers.
Pretty much, yeah.
And we used to have we got any chicken checkers anymore?
Well, we're actually starting that up again in Clay County. So we've had the chick chain for a little while. That's been pretty popular in our 4-H club. But I think we're going to start poultry judging. So we're trying to get more kids involved with that. Me and Erin are going to do it.
We need another teammate.
We sure do. Come on out.
You know, I always kind of enjoyed bugging the kids. I mean, I call it, like I said, they were chicken checkers. So, now I know, girls, I know you guys are looking forward to another great year of high school, and you're already gone. You're looking for a great year up at the University of Tennessee, up there. And I know we're looking forward to, as a group, that you will continue to improve, to continue to make your school proud of you, your community, your the extension service, all those things. And I know with representatives like you that we've only got one way to go, and that is up. And I really appreciate you with me this morning. And just anytime anything comes up, you want to come up here and relate to the folks how well you have done in some contest, we'll get Miss Haley to get you back up here, and we will continue to do this thing. Haley, you got anything you want to say as we exit here today?
Not a whole lot to add, but I'll just kind of mimic what you just said about them being great representations of our program. For the youth of Clay County, we couldn't have better mentors than some of our senior high-level 4-H'ers that we do have, and we're just so proud of them. And as they continue on throughout their high school career or their college career, we're just so thankful and happy to see them achieve things and then come back to our small town and give back in the same way that they received.
Okay, I want to add, what about have you replaced the young lady who left down there yet?
We do, yes. We have our new 4-H agent. Her name is Kimberly Davis. And hopefully sometime we'll bring her up and introduce her and talk about some things that she's going to have coming up and going on.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to seeing her the next time you guys come up. And okay, I guess with that, before we take our little break here, we've got four names here on our birthday list today, Mr. Jeff Roten, and then also Miss Liz Brown called in a name again, Troy Anderson, celebrating the birthday, Mr. Donnie Raines, and we've had Mr. Roy McLaren to the end there. Bree notified her that he is having a birthday now. He's getting up about 76, 77 years old. But we'd like to wish all those folks a happy birthday, and we'll be awarding someone one of those great birthday prizes, both the Chamber of Commerce here, toward the end of the show. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposits.
free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk eChecks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Things coming up beginning this weekend, next weekend, and then a bunch of things. We'll be talking about some of those, but I have one of the members from our group here in town, our merchants group, Is there a name now for our kind of our combined group?
Not yet, but we're planning on organizing one and get more people involved.
Trying to get everybody on the same page.
Yes.
Okay, and would introduce yourself.
I'm Alyssa Roach, and I'm with the Shabby Rose. And we're here to talk about our back-to-school bash coming up Friday and Saturday. Lots of things planned.
Okay, you want to tell us about some of the things that you've got planned going on here? And, of course, we may branch on down a little bit on our big long list we've got here.
Okay. Friday we will have a food vendor with us called Buns on the Run. Taylor Closet, that's a boutique. 4-H is going to set up with their lemonade. Eat Memories, she'll have t-shirts and different things. The Alabaster Box, that is a business in the Hermes Springs area. They're a thrift store. She's going to come over and set up, and she's going to give away school supplies also. Paulette with Happy Reach Bee Products will be here. Wildfire Boutique, that's a local traveling boutique, Kristen Matthews and Tracy. Bronze Babes, that is a vendor out of Lafayette. They will be doing permanent jewelry. And the city of Salina has donated bounce houses for 2 days for the kids to have fun in that. And then the local stores will be open and running sales and tax-free weekend.
Okay. And I will be set up here setting or giving folks an opportunity to get a chance on the 30-30 rifle. I'm going to try to set up here for a while. So come by because that is right now closing and going to be finished here by 6:30 next Friday night. So we've got all those going up. Some of the other things that are going on, I guess I can talk about Heritage Days for a few minutes and a couple of those. On Heritage Days, we have all kinds of things coming up, and I hadn't got my list here of things. I don't know what I've done with all of them, but we've got lots and lots of activities coming up for that. And I know we begin on Friday this year. It's going to be a two-day event. We'll kind of close the square off here. We'll have a vendor set up, and I think there's maybe vendors that are coming in for that. And I know everyone needs to come out and really enjoy that. But then one of the things that I am especially involved in is Bluegrass show and music show on Friday night. And in that we've got Miss Cherokee Upton going to open up with a show, and I think she'll be bringing some more local guests with her and maybe some local pickers. I'm not exactly sure what she's got in mind. But then after that, we have a group called Crandall Creek, which is out of West Virginia. They're one of the top bluegrass bands here in the country right now, and they are actually on their way coming through Salina from West Virginia, going to Nashville to perform at the world-famous Station Inn down in Nashville for a show. But I made friends with the leader of this band about 3 or 4 years ago when we were doing our sesquicentennial celebration, and they were going to come up and do a show back when they were relatively unknown. But now they're well-known, but they're coming back because they want to come and spend a weekend in Salina and around Dale Hollow Lake. I know that this is, I tell you what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to play one of their long songs for everybody, and then we'll come back and we'll do some more talking here about what's going on. I really didn't have a script this morning, so I'm going to put this on and play it and see what comes off.
Thank you.
better, Randy. Fade that down. I'll find something better. Just take, go ahead and take a commercial, and I'll be and come back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Show this morning. I know that we've moved over to a new room. We're kind of getting stuff settled around where we can figure out what we're doing. But I know, like I said, we'll be talking about Heritage Days big time next Thursday and playing some more music, some more other things. But I look on here and looking on down, one of the plans again is your Fall Street Market. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
We started this last year, or this spring, with our first one, and it done really well. So hopefully the fall one will go as well. We'll have vendors set up again, food. Anybody would like to join us, you can call the Shabby Rose, and we'll get you on board to set up with us. Last year we had a big turnout. Well, the spring, the wind about took us away. tents went blowing and merchandise, but all in all, it was a really good one. That will be the day of the homecoming on the 22nd, but we're going to put everybody on the courthouse lot on Friday. And then Saturday, hopefully move everybody out to the street because we can't block the street for homecoming.
Got the parade going on.
We can't do that. It does. So we'll either have them on the sidewalk or they will be up on the courthouse square here. So
it's kind of nice when we got so many activities. We kind of override each other. And also, I know one of the things quite a bit later on down in the fall that we always really really enjoy, and that is the trick or treat downtown.
Yes. Last year, we were estimating, I think we had somewhere between 900 and over 1,000 kids that came through. It keeps growing every year. If there's any businesses that have not joined us, it's a fun event. The kids really enjoy it. So you can hop on board by calling the Shabby Rose or seeing me, Robin or Pam, go out and getting information on that. We'd love to have everyone.
That's always a fun time.
I'll
tell you what, I'm going to play one more bluegrass song, and then we'll be ready to wind up today, give away a birthday prize here in a minute. And we will. And yes, we'll do this, and we've got one more thing to do, but I want to get one more of these in, and here we go.
How's that?
Just a sampling of
them. But right now, Robin, she's got some more things she wants to get us in here pretty quick. So we'll take care of that right now. And before we do that, Mr. Roy McLaren has won the birthday prize today. So send someone over or come over by the chamber office and pick up your prize. Okay, Robin.
Also with the back to school bag.
Alyssa. Sister.
That's all right. It happens a lot. We are also doing a supply closet for the kids at Salina Cade and Hermit Springs. Burble Construction was the one who came up with the idea, talked with one of the teachers, Cassandra Abbott, for the need of things out there that some kids just really need these items. So if you're in town, if you want to drop off toothpaste, toothbrushes, dental floss, we will have a trailer set up on Saturday that you can drop that off at on the square. And if you want to do cash, Sydney and Dusty are also doing up to a $500 match. So if you're not in town and you can Venmo Sydney or call her, her number is 397-3874, or you can drop off these items at the Shabby Rose any other time if you're not available Saturday to do that. So these are some things that the school could really use for kids.
Okay, and the times on these things this weekend?
Oh, Friday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, so we've got the time and the date and got all kinds of things going on again. Special, is this tax-free weekend?
It is.
Is this about the same time that Shop Small was going on, or is that
later? That'll be November.
In November when that comes up, okay.
Yes.
I know that's always a big day here.
Yes.
So, but the tax-free weekend, take advantage of this and
lots of sales here in town.
And like I said, don't take all your money out of town. You can find most everything you need here. If you find something just absolute necessary item you need to go somewhere, go get that, but then bring the rest of your money back here and spend it here in Salina. And with that, I think we're getting close to it. Used up the time. You got anything else you want to talk about?
That will be it.
Right now?
Yes.
We want to remind everyone that, of course, coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, is our celebration, our heritage celebration, which is combining with the museum and with our courthouse committee here and historic preservation committee, just a whole bunch of people working on this, and we've got lots of things going on. We're going to have our Rolly Hole Marble Museum. We're going to have it up and some of it going. We know this is something that it's going to take a pretty good while to get all the artifacts in, get it set up, but folks can get a little preview of that coming up here this weekend. And we've got the duck race coming up. Be giving away some money on that. And as I said, Friday night we will be doing the drawing to get that one-of-a-kind Henry 3030 Golden Boy rifle, which is made in celebration of the 150th birthday of the courthouse. So we've got lots of things going on here in the next little bit. We'd like to just everybody get out, come to town, and just enjoy yourself. Walk around, talk to your friends and neighbors, and just then bring your knife over if you want to, and your cedar, and you can sit out here on the trees and whittle a while. And I know one of the things we've got coming up, and I'll just throw out there real quick before we say bye, and that is if you have any kind of story about getting married here in the courthouse or being involved here in getting married in Salina by a JP, a preacher, whatever around here, come back and tell us that story that weekend. And we're going to give away a special prize to the couple that comes back from the farthest from Salina to celebrate their birthday. And you can even renew your vows here in the courthouse, and it'll only cost you a $5 justice peace charge. So all of these things are coming up. And with that, I guess it's about time we shut the doors down here. We've got most of the things put back where they're usable, and we will see you again next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with our broadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And so if you tell your friends and neighbors they want to hear this, join us again online later on at the Dale Hall of Horizon website. And with that, we will say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And until then, good day, Clay County.